Hello, hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to the Women of Vision show. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're celebrating being back in the studio.
And yeah, it's our first time back in the studio. I don't know if anyone else sees it. I used to call it Cinco de Drinko in college.
Oh.
Just to keep it real. But yeah, happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the Women of Vision show. I hope everyone's had a great day so far. It's just so exciting. I have a lot of energy, so don't mind me. We're all back here in the studio finally together, so getting to be around each other, it's like
a reunion.
It is.
Like, you guys, I want to give hugs all around.
Right. It is just a total energy boost. So if you guys haven't tuned into the show as of yet, the Women of Vision show is basically women empowering women and helping to create a culture of collaboration over competition, and just helping support local businesses here. So
that's right.
Yeah. So welcome to the show if you're just joining. And if you've been listening, thank you for tuning in and continuing to support our show. I am Haley Clandenning.
And I get
to look at her today.
I know. And we have Sarah back there, Sarah Chapin, our resident unicorn.
Yep, she'll be hopping on here in a second. She's always doing her magic.
Capturing the moment.
Exactly.
More magical.
It is more magical just when she's here. And we're sitting down tonight with Carrie Growl.
Yeah.
Is that it? Asked? You know me. I asked. And Carrie, you are the owner of Organic Pilates. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
Good.
Doing really well. Yeah.
So nice to meet you.
You too.
I've actually heard a bit about you beforehand, so it's nice to put a face to,
yes,
you know, to who the studio owner is. And anyways, we all have a lot of fun questions for you coming up.
You look beautiful, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Amazing. I know, right?
Yeah, she's glowing.
Totally.
Thank you.
It must be the Pilates.
It is the Pilates. Absolutely.
But welcome to the show. And of course, first and foremost, we want to ask, you know, how you and your family are holding up with this whole situation. I'm sick of calling it a pandemic, so I just keep calling it interesting
the
situation.
Same. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're holding up. I think we just, day by day, I think like everybody, and, you know, I wasn't just affected by me having to close my studio. My fiance also, you know, during the time of the closure, he lost all his business as well. You know, it was just kind of like everything all at once. Yeah. So it's just interesting every day. It's just, and then I have a daughter, that's, sixth grader, so we're doing the homeschool thing as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, and she's doing really well with it. Yeah, she goes to UPrep, and they had it set up right away, and it was amazing and organized, and the contact has been really good. So that's been smooth, and she's been on a routine with that. So
thank the Lord for that.
Yeah,
that's, I feel like,
sure,
been a big challenge. I know it is much easier now, but I have to say the first, like, week and a half of homeschooling for me, it was just kind of like, you want me to do what now?
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to try my best, but I hope my kid moves on to fourth grade. Like,
Yeah, that's been the toughest for a lot of parents, I have to say.
Well,
they've never homeschooled ever in their life.
Right, learning to work from home on top of that and kind of, like you said, figuring out how to continue kind of running your business without being able to
actually
be running your business.
Yeah, have any clients there, yeah.
Yeah, well, I have tons of questions for you for sure, but I do want to get a little bit of background. This is our first time that we've been able to sit down and interview you.
Yeah.
So we want to know a little bit more about you too, you know, where you grew up. Tell us a little bit about your journey, you know, how you came here to Reading, if you're not from Reading.
I am not from Reading, but I've been here the longest, so I'm kind of from Reading now. But
I was going to say, you kind of don't have that Reading vibe.
Yeah.
I didn't think.
Well, I grew up in Southern California. My dad was a California High Patrol, so as he moved up in rank, we moved Northern California. So actually spent I call them my formative years in Humboldt County, specifically Southern Humboldt. I actually grew up in Garberville.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah. So from the time I was like 9, and I think I moved away from there my senior year. So I actually came to Reading, like 1990.
Shoot. So yeah, you're basically like, Reading girl.
Yeah. So, and then from there, Shasta High School, Shasta College, ran cross country for Shasta College. And,
oh, nice.
Yeah, that was super fun. And then met my husband, got married young. I was 21.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. had two boys that are like, they're grown-ups now. So they're 24 and 22, and they're
no
amazing.
No way. You
yeah.
do not have children yeah. that age.
Yes.
Holy moly.
Yes. And then 10 years later, we had a little girl who's now 12. So,
aww.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of where I was. And then, you know, as time went on, let's see, how old were the boys? I think about Finley was probably about 2, and unfortunately my marriage didn't work out, so I went through a pretty difficult divorce and just, you know, spent some time recovering from that, but my life was completely different. So yeah. It really, you know, led me to where I am now. But, yeah, definitely a journey and a process and all the things that you would expect when you have a big life change. So
yeah, especially after, I mean, how many years were you married?
Don't mind me asking. 20 years.
Yeah, so that's a long time to talk about a total 180 in life and having to kind of revamp everything. So have you... Yes. Have you always been in Pilates, or what did you do?
So, I mean, during my, like, my other life, I like break it up in segments.
Right. So. Okay. So after the formative years.
Where exactly. You know, I've always done stuff in movement. I've always been like a group instructor of some kind. I taught at the Y for years. My first certification was the indoor cycling before like spin was even a thing here at all.
Yeah.
At the Y. And I think I taught that for, I probably was like 7 years at the Y, and I started teaching yoga, and then I started teaching mat Pilates there. So I had really only experienced mat Pilates until about 2013 is when I discovered reformer Pilates.
Okay. So, spin is some other type of beast.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty athletic, and I've always done lots of exercises, and that's one of the ones that I'm like.
It's addictive. It's so fun.
If you can get past that, it kicks your, you know what?
Yes.
I'm like, I get on and I'm like, okay, I got this. Halfway through, I'm like, I'm dying.
Yeah.
When are we done with spin class?
Right. When is this part over? Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. That's really amazing. So you've always been kind of in
dabbled.
That.
Yeah. Always just had, you know, on the side, did that, raising the, you know, doing the whole thing, the whole wife, family thing. So.
So were you into that when you were like younger too?
I was.
Yep. Okay.
I was a cheerleader in high school, and then there was like a little fitness club in Garberville that I was like part of that, you know, wore the whole like leg warmers and the whole thing. I'm not saying my age or anything. Well, I guess you could kind of figure it out, but.
No, I couldn't. Yeah. Know, by the way, until you said you had adult children, I was like, wait, what?
Yes.
You're
no. Oh, no, gosh. I think that's what movement does, you know, keeps you young and healthy.
Movement is youth for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So, I mean, well, I don't want to quite start our next question because I feel like it's going to be a little bit, it's going to be in depth,
it's
I hope,
a little
you know.
Long, yes.
Yeah. And we only have, you know, a couple minutes here till our next commercial break. So bad timing on that one. But definitely want to know a little bit more about where your passion for Pilates began when we come back from our first break. I can't believe we're already there.
I know. Goes by so fast.
Sheesh, it's even better. It goes by faster even in person. We got pretty darn good at the Skyping thing, but this is flying by.
Way more fun than Skype.
Oh, is it okay?
Yes. So we definitely want to mention a few of our amazing sponsors who are continuing to support us through everything and making this show happen. We really appreciate you guys. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, ladies. And remember to support your small businesses, especially during these times. And thank you to Linda Lingo, financial health coach. Linda inspires and guides women into clarity and confidence. Sarah Beck with Legal Shield, and she does Legal Shield Insurance, as well as Identity Theft. Jesse Baldwin, Certified Health Coach. Free coaching services. Call Jesse at 530-355-5929. Bargain Books and More, located at 836 Butte Street. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 p.m. Hopefully sometime this week soon.
I know.
I hope.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, and to Everbloom Skincare at 660A Azalea Avenue, results-driven facials, natural acne clinic.
Yeah, and like Marisa was saying, you can definitely still support these businesses right now. Mother's Day is coming up this weekend, you guys. So
that
if you haven't already gotten something for your mama.
And most of our sponsors are like women products and services.
Exactly. We can find something for you. So definitely reach out, get a gift card, you know. Do something. We'll have to tell you more about our shirts that we're wearing, too, when we come back.
Follow
later.
Them on Instagram, Facebook, share.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we will be back here in just a moment, the Women of Vision show here at KCNR.
Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. Just throwing it out there, too, if you guys have any questions for our amazing guest, Carrie Growl, this evening, give us a call. We do take calls and questions. The number is 605-4567. So if anyone has any questions, we got you. But, yeah, we're sitting down with the owner of Organic Pilates this evening, Carrie. It's been nice talking to you.
Yes, thank you. I'm
gonna kiss that mic.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I said.
Right? A little bit. Close enough. But yeah, we were just talking a little bit about your journey to kind of where you're at in present day and everything. And I'm just really curious. I wanted to just jump right back into where we kind of had left off with how your passion for Pilates really started.
Yeah, it was about 2013, and a friend of mine had put a post on Instagram about a studio here in town that she was going to, and I was like, wait, we have – and I'd read about reform. I mean, I knew about it, but I didn't know that we had anything like that here in town. So I went into the studio and started taking Pilates, and I fell in love with it. It was like nothing I had ever experienced, and, you know, like I said, I'd been in a lot of, like, group – you know, fit. I hate that, like, group fitness. can I think of something else to say? But anyway, that's what it was. So, right. But it was just different than anything I'd ever experienced. So, and, you know, going to a workout that you did that left you feeling more energy and not like beat down, not like tired, you know, right. Even though you worked really hard, but like during it, you maybe don't think you're working really hard. And like the next day you're like so sore, you can't sit down. I mean, it's just really interesting. Really interesting.
That's jiu-jitsu to me.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. Oh. So yeah, it just, I just loved the movement, and it was just, like I said, not like nothing I'd ever experienced before. So, the studio I was at and taking classes, they, one of the ladies that was the owner was going out and having a baby, and they asked me to be like fill in. And so I had to go through like a whole train, you know, the certification. And I did like an in-house and online certification at that time. Okay. And then I took over, all her evening classes, and that went on, for a few months. And, yeah, that's kind of where that whole teaching reformer Pilates started. So
I'm very curious. So you had mentioned Matt Pilates. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I've never tried Pilates. I don't have a lot of knowledge about Pilates, so you'll have to kind of, you know, teach me here a little bit of the difference between Matt. Well, yeah, what is Pilates and then
Matt.
Kind of the difference between the Matt and reformer Pilates.
And really the Matt work is the work on the reformer, which is like the apparatus is what we call it, and the reformer is the equipment, and you've probably seen some of my pictures or videos where you see the actual machine. And it's just based on spring tension and pulleys, and it looks like a bed, but you lie down on it, you sit on it, you stand on it, you kneel on it, all the different things. It's basically you take the mat work and, you know, you integrate that into the reformer, but you have the tension and you have the body weight, where the floor, you're just on the floor without any of the support. So it's just kind of a transgression from the mat work. And it's all meant, you know, to go together and kind of complement each other. But it just kind of ups the ante a little bit.
Mm.
Makes
yeah.
It, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Like, I'm very intrigued. So kind of what would you... Like I said, I've never tried it, so I've got a lot of questions.
Yes.
So don't mind me if these are very basic questions. But what is the main difference, do you think, since you have done so many different types of exercise, you know, between maybe yoga and Pilates?
Right, and I get that a lot. I get the question of yoga and Pilates a lot. I mean, one of the biggest things about yoga and Pilates is yoga is thousands of years old. I mean, it's like, 5,000 years old, probably.
Right.
Pilates is about 100 years old.
Okay.
So it actually was brought to this country in the 20s by a German man named Joseph Pilates. And
okay.
The actual, how he started was, it started at the end of World War I. And he was actually, he fled Germany, even though he was German, and he helped soldiers rehabilitate in hospitals. And he put pulleys on hospital beds. So the actual carriage that you see, what we call the reformer, was derived from that. And that's how that came into fruition.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So when he moved to New York in the 20s, like 1923, I think, he opened a studio in New York. And he actually worked with the New York City Ballet and dancers and Martha Graham. And that's really where he started. And really, at first, he worked with dancers.
Okay.
But then as the work became more mainstream and, you know, got to the general population, you know, not everybody has a dancer's body or that movement in their body. So it had to be modified.
Right.
Modified from there. But
okay.
That's where it came from. So, and really, the other difference between yoga and Pilates is I feel like just, you know, being a teacher of it, there's like a certain flow of yoga and, you know, you're working a lot of the same muscles, but Pilates is more about like a specific structure and more stabilization and more movement. And you hear like the core a lot and abs, but really it's whole body integration. So it's not like you're just working this and leaving out that. Like in Pilates, basically something has to stabilize so something can mobilize. And
okay.
Every movement you do, and it's all driven by a very controlled breath, a breath pattern, which is like one of the main Pilates principles. And I've kind of taken I have like a new take on that though as I continue teaching. Although the breath is really important, it's important in you know, all workouts, but when you come in and you learn, you know, how to start moving on the reformer and we start to talk about breath, I found in my early teachings, like when like you're a new student, you came in the studio and we talk about breath, what would happen is someone would like think about the breath and instead of doing the movement, they would either do the movement and hold their breath or opposite.
Right. They're breathing
like,
really
okay.
well. But
I'm like, I'm obviously movement. Either not a very effective teacher or I'm not explaining this correctly. So what I started doing is I started telling people about breath after they started moving because bodies just want to move. So if I like give you instruction on how to move, like you just want to move. But right. if you have to stop and think about your breath, what is that going to look like? So I've broken it down a little differently, but it's still very important in the work. But if sometimes people don't get the breath pattern at first, it doesn't mean you're not doing the work correctly. It just means that you're going to get deeper into the work. Like it's a practice, so mm-hmm. you'll further your practice as you go. There's always somewhere to go with it. I mean, even when you think you know everything and can do basically all the work, there's still somewhere to go with it. So.
That sounds pretty awesome. I'm really terrible at breathing while moving.
Well, we don't breathe. Like in everyday life, like people don't breathe.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't take deep
breaths. Being mindful
of
it, huh?
Right. And being aware of your breath. And like you need to breathe. You need it for your organs. You need to make room for your organs to get your blood mm-hmm. flowing. And it's really important to breathe.
Well, then you focus on like, oh, am I doing the movement correctly? Is my form okay? So it's
right.
like your breath is like the last thing you want to think about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So true. I feel like that's with like every exercise too. Mm-hmm. Like, don't get me wrong. I am not a runner, people. Not a runner.
Same.
But I do jog, you know, a lot because it is really, that's one of the things that I've found that works really well for me. But for a lot of years, I think part of the reason I hated jogging and running is because I didn't have the right, you know, mindfulness of how to breathe mm-hmm. while I was running. And I'd always get like the side aches and all mm-hmm. this stuff. And now that I'm more mindful and I figured out a pattern that works better for me with how I'm breathing, it's not as,
yeah.
it still stinks, but it's not as bad. And I don't
yeah.
get side aches the whole time. You know what I mean? So it's interesting that it seems like that would be something that you have to be mindful of in every exercise is
right.
figuring out the breath pattern that does work best for you and not holding your breath. Cause I did that a lot in yoga too.
Yeah.
When I've done yoga, I'm like, oh wait, yeah, breathe. You're supposed to breathe
right.
here.
Well, you're thinking about the movement. And like you said, you want to get the form right or whatever it is. And then suddenly you realize, wait, I haven't even taken a breath. I'm like, why am I holding my breath?
Right. So strange.
Sometimes I just say, you need to breathe.
Right?
Yeah.
You're struggling. Yeah. Breathe.
So people do people sweat? Like, I mean, what, I mean, I know, like, is it like a form of cardio? I mean, I'm just like you.
So
I'm
it can
familiar.
Be. I mean, we have different workouts. Like tomorrow, like the next 2 days, I'm going to teach. It's called jump board, and basically, mm-hmm. what it is there's a board on the end of the reformer. I know all my clients are going to be yay! That round of applause. They were like begging for it during the time we were gone. So, but you can definitely work up a sweat. But it's basically you're jumping, but you're lying down on the reformer, so you're not getting the same impact on your joints. You could definitely break a sweat, but I would say for the majority of the workouts, like most of my 6 a.m. clients, they are leaving my class and going, like getting changed and going to work, and they don't take a shower. Like they come ready. I mean, you're going to get warm. It's like a different kind of heat though, like a very deep, like suddenly you're sweating, but you didn't think you were going to break a sweat kind of thing. So yeah, but you could definitely walk back into your everyday life after a workout, you know, jump board maybe. Yeah.
Okay, because, yeah, that's not a typical, I have to say. I usually, after my workout, I'm like, yeah, you can't go anywhere unless it's, you know, somewhere you don't mind being seen like that.
Right.
Because I sweat a lot. So that's, I'm very intrigued. I've got so many more questions when we come back.
Yeah, and I'm sure people are like, what, your clients are coming back? What's happening?
I know. I have a few more Pilates questions. But, yeah, we have a lot to
yes.
talk about, that's for sure. So we won't waste too much time on that. But we are coming into our next quick little commercial break. So definitely want to mention a few more of our amazing sponsors. You ladies rock.
Yes, ladies, thank you so much. Thank you, Deborah Mechio with Oils for Young and Healthy Living. Michelle Lane Coaching, located in Chico, California. Michelle is a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops and Retreats for Women, but she does work with women nationwide. And to Lit From Within, the ladies at 2449 Athens Avenue, they do organic spray tanning, infrared sauna, light therapy, dance studio, all the works. Bev Gray with Cervita, the most nutritious drink in the world, all fired up, located at 1796 Turn Creek Road, pottery painting, life casting, board art, and I think she has like some curbside pickup right now too.
Did she? Okay.
Yeah, and she has like Mother's Day specials. I think most of these ladies have Mother's Day specials.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. So like Marisa was saying, reach out. Look them up, you guys, to get their information and help support. And, of course, get something awesome for Mom for Mother's Day. Or yourself. Yeah. Treat yourself. So, anyways, we'll be back here shortly on the Women of Vision show here at KCNR.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. And we are sitting down this evening talking with Carrie Growl from Organic Pilates.
Hello.
Yay. We're just so excited to be back in the studio. Sarah, Maurice, Carrie.
Yeah.
All the girls.
That's why I'm all giddy. People. I'm all giddy today and distracted.
Me too. I feel like I'm talking a million miles a minute. I'm just like, like I've been cooped up for too long, people.
Or it could be the caffeine. I don't know.
Maybe for you. I don't know what this is, then. It's all natural. But we were just sitting down talking a little bit about Pilates, getting to understand a bit more about Pilates because I've never done it. So that was actually one of my next questions is, you know, there's probably a lot of misconceptions about who can do Pilates mm-hmm. or, I mean, do you have people that ask that a lot? Like, am I in shape to do Pilates? What, yeah. I mean, can anyone do Pilates?
Yeah, I get that question all the time. And what I tell people is if you have a body and you can move, you can do Pilates. It's that basic.
Right.
I mean, we all have, like, our limitations, we come in with injuries or whatever that is, but truly with the modifications, you know, within a class or whatever I'm teaching, anybody can come in and do Pilates. And I have clients, I want to say my youngest client right now is like 18, and then my eldest client I think is 76. And then yeah. I have everything in between.
Wow.
So a really wide range. And then in any given class, I have six reformers. I have to be able to teach all levels to like six different bodies in front of me.
Right.
So there's modifications, you know. So you're doing the same work, but maybe it looks a little different, you mm-hmm. know, for each body. But really anyone could do Pilates. Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Awesome. Well, I was thinking about it when you were talking a little bit about the history. Mm-hmm. And you were saying that the originator of it was working with war
injured
veterans.
Soldiers, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, if that's the way, soldiers. Think about that, people. You have no
yeah.
excuse to go. You have yeah. to try this.
True. I have, I have a friend who's, like, a little overweight, but she has a thyroid problem, and she's also had injuries in the mm-hmm. past, and that's her only main workout is Pilates.
Nice.
So I'm like, how does that happen?
Yeah. So it just seems like it's definitely a workout that mm-hmm. anyone could do.
Mm-hmm.
And like you were saying, too, it's low. It seems very low impact on your joints.
Yep.
And
yep.
So we're going to have to get out and do Pilates.
Let's
I think
do
so.
It, guys.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Well, why not? I mean, especially, yeah, anyone can do it.
Yeah.
So get out there. So when did you open your own studio?
I opened last July, July 15th of 2015. So still a few months old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's exciting. Are
yes.
you going to do anything fun for, like, your year anniversary?
I'm going to invite everybody.
Right?
I'm going to have more than 10 people.
Heck yes.
I love that.
So,
and I have lots of beverages.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
We'll bring some, too.
Yes.
We'll make me a mocktail.
Yes. Yes.
So what drove your choice to open your own studio?
Well, prior to that, I was a director for another studio that I had opened with a friend, and I was running all the classes, and ultimately she had to step out, so I just kept running the studio, and I eventually, my plan was for it to be mine, and I had intentions of buying it. There was an investor, and at the end of the day, after almost 3 years, the investor didn't want to sell it to me. So from the moment, and I want to say it was like May of last year. Yeah, it was the beginning of May, and I want to say it might be this date that I got my business license, and I decided that Organic Pilates was born and that nobody was going to stop me from doing what I wanted to do and that I was going to open my own studio. So I, at the end of that month, walked away from that, and I spent the next 7 weeks making that space where I'm at now on Locust Street my space. So, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing really that cool. It's actually so close to the actual, like, that
yeah.
it might be the same
right.
date. That's kind of
I know.
Good,
I was just
it?
Thinking about that. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So
that's amazing. I mean, so that's obviously can't be an easy task.
Not at all.
Opening your own business.
It wasn't. And if I'm just being really transparent, walking away from what I had done for 3 years and kind of carried something for other people, it felt kind of, it didn't feel very good, but
yeah.
I just, you know, the moment everything kind of came down, I just decided I was not going to waste my energy on, you know, trying to figure that out. I was going to pour it all into Organic Pilates. And so it was just positive and it just flew. And I didn't have any, like, glitches along the way. I mean, I'm not going to say it wasn't, like, scary mm-hmm. or I wasn't, like, trying to do all these things, but it just – everything fell into place exactly how it was supposed to. So – and I – like I said, it was just – it was really a mindset and a very, like – you know, I was very focused on what needed to happen, and it just – there was no way it wasn't going to happen. That's
right.
where I was.
Yeah.
So
– you made that decision.
Yes.
You're like,
that's
it. It's
yeah,
happening.
Exactly.
Regardless of what people are going to say.
Yeah. So
Organic Pilates, like, what's the thought process or, like, yeah.
So for me, I'm a little bit obsessed with it, all things organic. My boys actually make fun of me, but they might be getting better now. I think both of their girlfriends love everything organic, but
right.
anyway,
they're, probably like
they're laughing
mom,
at me.
Rock.
Yeah, they're laughing at mom. For me, I just felt like, you know, because that was something that was, like, living organically, living natural, you know, toxin-free, I feel like movement is organic. And what I mean by that, like if you look at kids and how they move and like sports and like whatever they're doing, they don't actually stop and think about how they're moving. They just move. Mm-hmm. They're not out of alignment. They haven't spent a lot of time like in these weird positions, like over time as adults that we get. Yeah. So for me, movement is organic and it just seemed like that was my baby, organic Pilates. So that's how I came up with it. Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool.
That's neat that it just kind of flows. It's funny. I feel like I talk about my mom in like almost every interview that we have because they give you so much knowledge, right, throughout the years. But that's something that my mom's always like told me too. If it flows, you know what I mean, then it's definitely meant to be. If you have these hurdles and like a ton of roadblocks sometimes, then, you know, maybe not. So that's interesting that you mentioned that it just kind of flowed so simply. I mean, there obviously has to be some kind of, did you have any, what would you say your biggest struggle or roadblock that you experienced?
Well, really just coming up with the money to you know, to do the whole thing. Cause I, you know, prior to a month before, you know, me leaving where I was at, I didn't have that as a thought process, you know, so I wasn't like making these plans and trying to go somewhere with that. So
a little background noise there. So, I'm like, oh, God, I'm hearing my voice.
Yeah.
No.
And I just, from, you know, the experiences that I had with other people in the field in this town, I just decided it wasn't, I wasn't going to look for investments. I wasn't going to borrow any money. It was going to be my money, and that's where it was going to come from. So I used savings, a small amount of savings that I had, and I pre-sold some memberships.
Okay.
I pre-sold some memberships.
That's a great idea.
It is.
So I had to be very careful, though, because I only had, like, a certain, like, base clientele. So I knew for X amount of clients, so that means for a year you're not going to be getting any monthly income for these amount of people.
Right.
And really when it came down to it, it worked out. It worked out pretty good. It worked out pretty good. Like probably about 3 weeks before I was going to open, I could really only afford to buy three reformers. And I'm talking cash, and I paid for my lease, and I paid for all my furnishings and everything else that had happened. And then right at the last minute, I had something else come through, and I was able to get four reformers. And then after a month of being open, I needed a fifth reformer. And then right before the shutdown happened, I had just bought a sixth reformer because all my classes, again, were full.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. So really, you know, getting to this point and not carrying any debt was like a really big deal.
I was just going to say,
really, that's impressive.
It's extremely impressive because that's not cheap, starting a business.
No. and the equipment isn't cheap. And at first, I couldn't even afford some of the props. So, you know, you have the apparatus, the reformer, but then you have all these things that go with it. The jump board is, you know, X amount of dollars, and then there's a box that goes on it and all these things. And I just literally, I just bought exactly what I could afford. So I think I had, like, my reformers, some foam rollers, and, like, a box, and that's all I had at first. And I didn't have, like, it sounds silly, but when you come in the studio, you'll see I'm like, I have all these things that I needed. But just over time, as I could afford it, I bought props. But that's for me, amazing. At first, when I first started teaching in the new studio, I had always taught with a lot of props, and I was kind of like mentored that way, throw this in, throw that in, because, you know, it looks like the same, but it's different, and they'll think it's different, but I really had to teach for several weeks with no props, so it challenged me in a way, but I also loved it because it forced me, and I had to learn, you know,
I mean, you have to grow kind of slowly, too, so that's actually a very smart way approach.
Yeah, that's really amazing. I mean, gosh. I can't believe it's not even hard, like barely a year old, though, too. That's another
thing. Yeah, I feel
like
I've been hearing about you for a while now.
Yes. Right? I love it. So, anyways, we'll definitely have to.
Kudos.
Congratulations on that, for sure. And then we want to talk a little bit more, too, when we come back, you guys, for our next break, about the fact that she is open for business.
I am open. Yeah.
Woohoo. So, anyways, little nugget, come back, tune back into us after our next break. I do want to mention, too, really quick for Marie's so we don't forget again, we do have Stronger Together t-shirts, you guys, that are helping support some of our local businesses that you put together, and you guys can purchase these. And there's, how many businesses are we talking
there's
here?
About 12 businesses involved.
Yeah, and all the money from the shirts, I believe, goes back to
100%
the businesses. So, you know, get on the Women of Vision website, you guys, and check it out, buy your shirt. $20, right?
Yep.
That's it. That's nothing to help support
and,
these.
Yeah, and we have them in, at Rice Brothers right now. We'll have an Orchard Nutrition, I think, starting tomorrow. Northern Roots and Brewcraft Coffee.
Yeah.
So and they're all open.
You can go pick up some shirts, too. But definitely want to mention a few more of our sponsors really quickly before we hit our next break.
Yes. Thank you, Dana Grant, Master Intuitive Life Coach, Reliefs Trading, 100% USDA Certified Organic Hemp, Sarah Marie Spectrum, Capturing the Magic in Life, Max Mallory with World Financial Group, and Bohem Salon and Spa, 6961 Dana Drive, Suite 130.
Yay.
She has Mother's Day special, too.
I know.
A lot of good stuff.
I'm going to get one for my mom.
Yeah.
She loves the facials. Oh, my gosh. She's so funny. She's like, you think that Allie will sneak me
I
in?
Want some candles from you, by the way.
Candles. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. Amazing.
Oh, yes. I'll have to shoot. You guys are going to have to message me. This girl's been busy. So, anyways, we'll be right back with the Women of Vision show here on KCNR.
Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. Because of the probability of our power being shut off during wind events or fires, many people are installing standby generators. Shasta Gas is now selling standby generators with propane tanks so that you will have home power during these outages. Give us a call at 365-3793 to get a quote on a generator and tank installation. That number again is 365-3793.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. I am Haley Clandenning. I'm here with my girls, Sarah, our resident unicorn, and, of course, Maurice Brown. And we are talking with Carrie Growl about her amazing studio, Organic Pilates, that is creeping up on being open for a year now.
Yes.
Yes,
in July. Yeah.
And actually, I mean, congratulations and cheers to you because you just reopened Monday,
yes,
right?
I did.
Yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yes.
I'm so excited for you.
I'm excited for me.
And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Well, absolutely because
the courage.
Absolutely. I could imagine that there's to be really honest, there might be a little bit of pushback from other people and everything about, you know, reopening too soon. But you know what? This is life.
Yeah.
This is business as usual.
Shasta County.
Yeah. I mean, let's real talk for a minute, you guys. There hasn't been any new cases of anything in, I believe, what, 7 days a week now or well, maybe even over that. My husband works for Shasta Community Health Center, so I've got, like, the day-by-day play. And I'm just, like Marie said, I'm really proud of you, too, for, you know, opening and...
Thank you.
And sharing your space with people. Obviously, people can continue to, you know, make their choices if it's not their time to come be a part of that. But, yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm going to be coming to do Pilates here, like, ASAP. So tell us a little bit about the differences, I guess, now that you're going to be experiencing in the studio. What are you doing kind of precautionary-wise to... To ease some people's minds so that maybe they can realize they can come back into the studio.
Right. I think within, you know, within my community and within my people that were already coming, there was never a question about that. I just, I when I went back in because I wanted everyone to feel, like you said, safe. I moved all the reformers 6 feet apart, and luckily I had the space to do that. Now it took up half of my other half of my studio where we had bar classes, so I'm not going to be able to currently offer bar classes, but I will in the future. So I moved all the reformers 6 feet apart. I just, in my cubbies where people put their items, I have like extra like sanitation things for everyone. But really, for me, I already had really good practices in place. We already cleaned off all the equipment. People already cleaned off their mats, everything they touched before they left the studio after every class. So it wasn't just at the end of the day that I clean. It's after every single class. So I was really confident. I didn't have any, you know, and nobody's questioned me at all about the practices. So, but if someone were to come in and want to see what I'm doing, you know, they could very clearly see that I'm, you know, following along the protocol.
Yeah. What was your thought process when you... decided to open?
My thought process was
oh, I love it. She wants to say.
Sorry, I'm like, my thought process was getting to the last week of April, and you know, I'm not a news watcher. I don't, you know,
Amen.
You are what you watch and you see, and you are what you surround yourself with. So I don't. But you know, during this time, I started, you know, watching the governors and what he was saying about each day and the steps, and seeing the last week of April that he had no plans at all to reopen anything. I just thought that's just not an option for me or my clients or really this community. Like, we need to start opening up and people need to start making choices for themselves.
Right.
I mean, after, you know, we realized we followed suit, we did all the things, and then after we realized maybe the numbers aren't looking like what they thought they were, maybe it's time that we start, you know, coming back to life. And, you know, some of these businesses are not going to be able to come back to life.
Yeah,
right.
So for me, you know, my thought process too is the longer I'm away, the longer you're away, you know, the longer you're dark,
you
go away. Mm-hmm. Right. And I worked way too hard to get here, and my business is still new, and I thought there's no way in this world that I'm going away. So that was really my thing. And I'd had clients, you know, during the time, like, reach out to me, excuse me, like, can we do privates? Can we do this? Can we do that? And I'm like, I don't feel comfortable with that yet.
Right.
And really, I had made a trip to a big box store. I'm not going to say what big box store, but I hadn't really been out. But I went to this big box store, and I saw people shopping for bathing suits and shopping for home goods and shopping for all these things. I was there for toilet paper, just so I say. I wasn't there for bathing suits anyway.
That's why you had to go.
That's right. I had actually ordered online and drove up to pick up my order and forgot something and went in. And when I saw this, and I saw all these people, and I thought, what in the world am I doing, and why am I following along with this? I'm not going to do this. I don't believe in... Anyway, so that's where I was, and that's where I decided. And so I immediately started reaching out to all my clients and told them we're back open as of, you know, the first week in May.
So what was your what was the response? Was it more support, some negativity?
It was from my circle itself. I didn't have any negativity at all.
Nice.
And I only have two clients out of everyone that was coming before. One person is actually out of the area. Another person works in a field that they're a little bit more at risk, and so they don't feel comfortable for that. But out of everybody, everyone else has come back. And I've even, just since I put out my post, I have like three new clients. So,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Because it is much needed. I mean, and I'm not trying to obviously offend anyone or anything here, but like, turn off the news.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. That's all I'm going to say on that one.
At least watch it like once a month. Don't watch it every day.
Be informed.
Depressing at that point.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything productive.
And I'm so with you, though, because it is funny because there's been a couple of times, obviously, too, that, you know, you go out for your essential items or go out to do your stuff, and it's kind of business as usual.
Yeah.
It feels like almost right now. You know what I mean? People are...
Yeah, carrying on shopping, you know, remodeling their homes.
Home Depot
and
lines are huge.
Yeah, so, and I'm like, who deemed movement studios of any kind non-essential?
Yeah.
Why? How is that a thing? I don't understand. Does the governor not work out? Does he not understand?
Do these
people not move
for
their mental health?
Yeah.
I mean, and look at all the amazing studios we have in town. Balance Yoga, True Ride, In Living Water, To Lit From Within. I mean, all these studios, the Rice Brothers, all the CrossFit gyms. I mean, we could have all collectively came in with good practices and said what we were doing and maybe solicited and said, like, we're not this entity. We're much smaller. We're like boutique fitness.
Yeah.
Right.
I was about to say that your place is
and
already
I feel, I like feel terrible for all the large gyms. You know, I feel awful for them, but I feel like my studio and these smaller studios are in a completely different category. Unfortunately, we're lumped in with that.
Right.
So, and it's, yeah.
Well, and it all really comes down to personal choice too. If you still want to shelter in place and do your thing, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
Do your thing. You know what I mean? But definitely don't, you know, don't stop people who are ready to make a different choice for themselves from making that decision.
Exactly.
So we definitely need to figure out where is your studio located? We haven't even asked you that yet.
I'm actually at 169 Locust Street. I'm right next to Trends Vintage. I'm in actually Jana Parker's old studio, old space. And she left it with amazing energy. So when I came in, I was like, the energy's already there. So, it's a beautiful space.
It is.
Just some paint and some new flooring, and I was good to go. So...
That's super exciting.
Yeah.
I do love that space.
Yeah, it's a great location. You know, Orchard Nutrition is right there, and it's very convenient. It's very central. Like, my clients that come from the east side of town and west, there's always, like, an east-west thing.
Right.
Like, you guys can meet here. So I know it's not quite in the middle, but, you know, I didn't go all the way to the west. I'm not all the way on the east, so... It's good for everyone.
Perfect
yes.
for me. It's close to
home.
And also, we didn't really touch yet. I mean, we want to make sure to where to find you on your website. But what other, exercises or what else do you offer besides Pilates typically?
So I have bar classes, too, that I offer. Yeah. But like I said, right now I'm not able to open that portion just because I moved all my reformers into my bar space. So it'll happen, though, when I move everything back.
That's exciting. And do you do drop-ins?
I do drop-ins, yeah.
Okay.
I actually do. As long as you've been on a reformer before. So anyone who comes in who's never been on a reformer needs a private. And I actually have a new student special. So what it is, it's a one private with me, and then you get to come to two group classes.
Okay.
After the first private, if I don't feel like you're ready to move along with the group, then we'll just do another private, and then you go from there. But it's $99.
Okay.
And it's, my feeling on that was – you know, show you the basics, and then really people like to see what the group environment is, because there's a little bit of intimidation when you come in and you see the equipment, and then you're thinking, oh my gosh, there's all these other people, and they've been doing Pilates for X amount of time. Well, some of them have, but some of them just started, you know, a month ago.
Right.
And I don't ever want people to feel intimidated, and what I tell everybody is actually no one cares. Like, I literally mean, like, whatever you're doing on your reformer, like, they're actually so focused on themselves and their breathing and their form.
Okay. If they're working, if they're watching you, then
no one cares. Yeah. And, but you know, but when you come into something new, there's that intimidation, and it doesn't have to be that way. So
it's kind of like my philosophy too in life, I feel. It's like, everybody cares about themselves so much.
Right. You're not that big of a deal. I always think, like, I'm not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Like, so just get over it.
I love it. And I'm assuming that you do also do, like, package deals or, you know, as well.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. That's good to know, because I was kind of curious, too, about, like,
Yeah, I have like a monthly, I have a monthly 2 times a week series, and then I have people on punch cards because they have to float around in their classes. But my most popular package is the 2 times a week. And so you pick your class time, and then for a month, your reformer's reserved for you during that class.
That's good to know, too, that you don't have to be there, like, 10 minutes early to make sure you get a machine or anything.
Right.
That's huge. And what's your website, or is there some other information that we can look
at? My website's, it's all just Organic Pilates Reading. It's all under that tag.
Nice.
Yeah. So
fantastic. So you guys can check it out.
Yeah.
If you have any, you know, questions, check out her stuff online and her social media. Otherwise, just get your booties down there and go try a class.
Yeah.
So anyways, thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Thank you.
Nothing. I was just going to remind the ladies, May 13th, we have a Zoom for transitioning and accepting our new world with Miss Dana Grant, of course. And, it's at 6:15. And check out the Facebook or the Eventbrite Women of Vision Movement.
My God, I'm such a nerd. It just made me think of The Little Mermaid.
It's a PJ party.
A whole new world.
What if we don't want to go to the whole new world?
Right?
I'm going to go to the normal.
Right? I'm just going to slip back into
That's
the huge.
That's where I'm going. I'm doing that, yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much for sitting down with us
tonight. Thank you guys so much.
Tonight.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
And ladies, it's been so wonderful just being back with you girls. And
yeah.
Anyways, I hope everyone has a wonderful Tuesday. Go get your tacos. Have a good Cinco de Mayo. And I hope everyone has a great night. Thanks for tuning in.
We are Women of Vision.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.